Hello and welcome to part two of our gratitude meditation series. My name is Hillary Talbot and I am grateful that you are joining me on this journey towards better health and well-being. Gratitude is a transformational act that opens us up to love and compassion. When we can stop our story, and trust me, we all have one, and begin to remain present and observe rather than react, we then invite gratitude into our lives, become our own alchemist, and change dark into light with a simple choice to be grateful. Dark and light are not separate. They are much like the yin and the yang symbol. They are mutually beneficial and engendering and could not exist without one another. However, where you put your attention is what has the most power to actualize. So our realities really are up to us. This doesn't mean that if we could somehow only think positive things, then we will never see the darkness. We will certainly feel the darkness, but at times that we spend there could be greatly shortened by where we put our attention. I will give you an example. I was reflecting on last Saturday's class when a magnificent day on August 1st, and then I remembered something with a feeling of dread I hadn't felt in a very, very long time. For almost two decades, I dreaded August. I would literally start dreading it in July. I hated it so much. My first experience with death happened in August when I was 11, and then again at 21. Pepper in a few other terrible experiences that, in hindsight, I probably manifested because of my attention being in grief. And I would hold on to this grief for almost 20 years, bracing myself for what was sure to be coming every August. The pain was palpable, yet I chose to keep reliving it. When we set out to open our business here in St. Petersburg, Florida, I actually looked at my business partner and said, "I don't know, August really isn't a good month for me." She kind of stared blankly at me for a second and said, "Don't you think it's about time that you change that?" And so we did. 8 weeks later, our business opened on August 1st. The next year, on August 1st, my niece was born. The following year after that, my nephew was born. I am forever grateful for the lessons I learned through my grief, but I would be lying if I didn't admit that I wish I could have learned them a bit quicker than 20 years. So I invite you to think of an anniversary that you dread, or a time of year that you loathe, and try and find a piece of gratitude that you have for it in today's meditation. Find something that you've learned or something that you are happy that you came out on the other side for, and just hold it close during our meditation. So let's begin the unconditioning process by getting comfortable and meditating. Find a spot, sit up tall if you can. Be sure to make sure you're comfortable though. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In the next few breaths, let go of any stress, worry, any shoulda, woulda, could-haves that are rolling around in your head. Just invite those to go with each exhale. And as you let go of these things, making space for something else to enter, breathe in a little bit of love, self-love, a little bit of self-compassion. And give yourself a gentle thought of gratitude for making time in your busy life to just take a time out. To be still and take care of yourself before anybody else. Now I invite you to give that part of your brain that's constantly conversating with itself permission to slow down. It won't stop, and that's okay. But just tell it it's okay if it winds down a little bit. Give the part of your brain that's receiving my words, the silent observer, give it permission to take over for the next 10 minutes. And when you find that you have drifted away from your mantra and engaged in that conversation, or have become distracted by sensations in your body or noises in the other room, simply divert your attention back to the mantra as many times as it takes. Begin to allow the silent witness to slowly observe your breath. Just watch it go in through your nose and out through your mouth. Approaching challenges with generosity of spirit keeps you from victimization and feeling lost in a sea of depression and self-pity. It keeps you humble and open to the idea of infinite possibilities so that you may surrender. When you surrender, you stop expecting. When you stop expecting, you have less stress and an easier time in general at life, just being. So surrender right now. Give yourself permission to be present for the next 10 minutes. And that thing that you dread, allow yourself to feel grateful for some part of it. Use gratitude to sweep away a piece of it. Allow yourself to feel compassion as you transition out of this mindset. Transform your conditioning around whatever this thing is by opening up a space for grace to come in. And remember that when you let the light in, you shine bright to guide the way for someone else. The mantra we will use today is Karuna Karmani Namah. Karuna means compassion, and Karmani means action. Namah or Namaha means the self experienced in oneness. With this mantra, we will invite in a little bit of self-compassion to help give us action to remember that we are not separate and that we can shift our attitude to one of gratitude anytime around any event we have experienced. It's very simple. It's all up to us. Karuna Karmani Namah. Karuna Karmani Namah. I'll ring a soft bell when 10 minutes have passed. And you can release the mantra and sit quietly. But until then, just keep coming back to listening to the silent repetition ripple through you of Karuna Karmani Namah. Karuna Karmani Namah. Karuna Karmani Namah. Gently release the mantra and sit quietly, slowly coming back into your physical body, feeling your fingers and your toes. And if you feel called to join me in an Om, raising your hands to your heart. Namaste.